interesting to listen to than me after the game. Go ahead, Dave.
All right. Let's go down the locker room and Elks head coach Chris Jones. Chris, it's about evaluation, but getting the win is nice to have under your belt as well. What did you think tonight?
Well, I mean, it certainly wasn't pretty, but you know, the thing about it is, you know, anytime you can come to Winnipeg and pull out a win, especially as good as they've been, I mean, it's a compliment to these players. Man, they did a good job of, you know, coming out playing in the second half, and I felt like we played a little better in the second half than in the first.
You got to look at the quarterbacks in the game situation. We've been talking up here, Nick Arbuckle, we thought very sharp to start the game, and then when he came in the second half as well.
Yeah, I mean, Nick played well. I thought all the quarterbacks played pretty good. They came after the young kid. I mean, every time he was in there, it was just about pressure every play. So, I mean, again, he's had a real good camp, and I thought all our quarterbacks, I thought, played pretty well.
Can you just talk about your defense a little bit? You forced some turnovers. You made some big plays when you needed it, especially getting that interception late in the game. Pretty good night defensively.
Yeah, I mean, I told him earlier in the game, I mean, Hutter's a smart kid, you know, and it's like playing a video game with him. He can look over at you, and he can end up where you need him to be. And I told him we're going to go man pressure and just gain his depth. And, I mean, they're going to try to hit us deep. And he put himself in position to make the play, and not only in position but made the play.
I want to ask, first game for you on the sidelines as a head coach in a few years, was it like riding a bike for you?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that. I mean, it was, you know, a lot of emotion. I mean, being back over here in Winnipeg, been some big games over here, you know, over the years, and just seeing these guys get to play, it's what I told them before I went in. I mean, I had the best seat in the house, and I got to see, you know, some of the guys that we've scouted and some of the guys we've signed free agency and some of the guys that we kept that were off last year's team, and it was just a good mix of watching them play.
So within just over 24 hours, you have to trim your roster. Tell me about the thankless job of having to trim your roster and sending some good players home.
Yeah, we're going to have to, you know, reduce our roster by five. I mean, we've already had to do that a few times, and we've got, you know, five of these kids that played tonight will have to go home, and that's never an easy thing.
Chris, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Congrats on the win.
Thank you all much.
All right. That's Chris Jones down inside to the Elks dressing room after a 30-20 win over the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.